No doubt.
Well, we had a very special guest on hand last night, didn't we?
So we're sitting there, I don't know, probably in the 6 o'clock hour, late 5 o'clock hour, and Bob Sturm comes running out. So if you can imagine Cooper's old-time barbecue, there's one giant mess hall area, okay, where most of the people eat. We were actually outside in kind of a barn area.
Right, a covered patio, if you will,
kind of. With our barn doors open. And so the Sturminator came running out of the mess hall and toward the broadcast side, and he looks at me, and he's got this look on his face like, you're not going to believe what I'm getting ready to tell you.
He was so excited.
God. He goes, dude, do you know who's in there? I'm like, no. DL3.
OMG.
I'm like, oh, God. Davis Love III is in there. Here we go. Because somehow I got slotted about 12 years ago.
Oh, you didn't get slotted.
Oh, God.
No. You didn't get slotted. This was your guy.
I liked Davis Love. I wasn't, like, enamored with him.
You didn't just like him. Whenever you talk golf, it was all about what DL3 was
up to. Now, see, the thing is, I called him DL3 one time, and you guys looked at me like, DL3, who's that? I go, Davis Love III, and then it became a running bit that my favorite athlete in the world was DL3.
I'm standing by this story.
Okay.
That's the way it used to be.
So Bob comes running out there. He's like, dude, DL3's there. You got to go talk to him. I go, I don't want to talk to DL3. He's eating dinner. He goes, and I think there's another golfer next to him. And sure enough, two-time U.S. Open winner Lee Jansen sitting right next to him.
Well, f*** me.
So we got three majors right there between the two of them. And finally, after getting kicked in the nuts like 50 times by you guys.
Yes, we peer pressured you into this.
Yeah, so I took a wireless over there knowing what was going to happen as he is sitting there with a plate of ribs in front of him. And tried to get a word with him. So here's
what worked for us was the thing that always works. What would the snake of yesteryear?
Oh, God, I hate that so much. Oh, you're so fat and happy now. La, 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 la.
All right, so finally, he very grudgingly gets up, grabs the wireless. But all this time, he's getting ready to go do this, and he's getting into the snake mode. He's starting to shed his skin.
All right, so here's...
Shake his rattler.
Here's what happened the first time we went up to DL3. Here we go.
Corby approaching Davis Love III at Cooper's Barbecue in Fort Worth.
Excuse me, sweetie.
Corby Davidson.
Hey, Davis. Hey, man. You got a quick second to talk to us?
Mm-hmm.
With the ticket radio station in Dallas. Or here. You busy? Are you eating? Okay.
Just sit down.
Good luck. Lee,
sit
good
down.
Luck. Sit we down. Love you both. Three majors right here between them.
Get on his shoulders.
Why did you give yourself that out there by saying, oh, you're eating, right? Even though he's not?
Oh, yeah. You're eating. You're obviously too busy for
me. She said, oh, you think you're so big time you can just eat anytime you want.
They have speakers in there, by the way.
Yeah, might want to turn down the FPA.
Yeah.
All right, so that failed. So then about 10 minutes later, we get the bright idea that, all right, he can turn me down, but can he turn the black man down?
Right.
Especially the militant black man with the bee beard.
Right. Can he turn Isaac Hayes down?
Yeah, and we thought there's no way that he would turn Donovan down, that he would just feel too guilty. But so there goes Donovan. Now, we wanted Donovan to be real militant, like, yo, man, you got a second, you know? But Donovan wouldn't do that.
Donovan don't roll that way.
Uh-uh. So here is try number two, the same exact stunt pulled 10 minutes later. All right, here he goes.
Oh, Donovan,
so tense.
Approaching DL3.
So tense.
How close are you now, Donovan?
I'm approaching the table right now.
Oh, oh no.
God.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to make this right.
Okay, here we go.
Crank up the mic. Here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, please.
Here I forgive go. Us. Forgive us.
Hey, oh. DL3, you have a second? I'm sorry? Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, sweet Jesus, please
deliver
forgive
us, please.
Deliver us from Cooper's.
He said, not right now. Get your heart.
He, what was the follow-up? He said, not right now, what?
Okay, George, you're next. So that was the plan. We just wanted
George, you're next.
We wanted to keep sending people over there, and eventually, I don't know. now that we know what kind of guy he is, at the time we weren't sure what kind of guy Davis Love was and whether or not he would get pissed at people just coming back over with the same microphone asking the exact same question.
Hey, DL3, you got a second?
And Donovan, okay, thank you very much. All right, so before we could get George to go over there to do it, we take a break and we're coming back and I take the headset off and I go wander out to the crowd and I'm talking to some people. And I hear Craig Miller bring it back from break and say, joining us now out here at Cooper's Old Time Pit Barbecue, Davis Love III. And I turn around and there that guy is with a headset on. And he had walked over.
How did this happen?
He finished his dinner. He figured out where we were, where mm-hmm. we were broadcasting. He walks out to the outdoor area, the patio area, walks right up to the broadcast table, looks at us and goes, at Craig, and goes, do you guys want to interview me now? So.
Sure.
Yeah, Craig's like, oh, my God.
You bet.
Yeah. So I run over there as soon as I see that because, first off, I needed to commandeer this interview. Because even if I wasn't a fan.
Which you are.
I knew more than Bob or Dan or Craig combined about the guy, and I needed to ask the questions. And I certainly knew more than Gordon, who had a headset on. So all those guys have headsets on, and I see Gordon, and I'm like, give me the headset. And I grab him off his head, put him on my head. Okay?
Right.
And I didn't think that it really would make him upset.
Nor did I. I mean, you're right. You did need to be in on this. And who is the expendable man there?
Him.
Yes.
So I didn't think, and I'm standing right next to Gordon, and all of a sudden, which you'll hear here in a second, I feel the toe of his dumb boot come right up into my crotch.
Yes, it's 400 degrees out there, and Gordon's wearing boots and jeans and stuff.
Yeah. And I thought that he was crossing his legs and just made, you know, it was an accident. Not so much, because they're about 10 seconds later, he has his foot plugged up my hiney. So I just about wanted to kick his ass. So this is the start of the interview, okay, with Davis Love III, who, you know, the guy is won or been in contention in every tournament the world has ever offered. Won Ryder Cups, you know, I mean, the guy is a pretty important figure. And he walks over and volunteers his time. Meanwhile, here I am trying to lead the interview. And who's jacking with me?
Yes, this guy is playing colonial. All he wants to do is just have a nice barbecue dinner because that's what he likes to do in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's enjoying the company of some college golfers and probably is looking very forward to getting out of there and getting ready for the round today. That's all he's wanting to do, right?
Yeah. So here's what I put up with. It was the Freeman family. I don't know if you know. I think, ow, what are you doing? Are you kidding
me? By the way, did you ever think that the moment that you got to interview Davis Love III that you'd have a porn mustache?
No, see, that's another thing. I want to apologize for that. I mean, I'm sure that you grew up with plenty of mustaches.
We need to go sit and have a beer and get to know each other better. Before this interview, I guess.
Yeah, seriously.
You just kicked me in the balls, dude. Well, you know that?
Dude, don't blow your big opportunity here.
Yeah, no. back to the wedding story.
Okay, all right.
He
so
was
anyway,
really enjoying it.
Wear a cup.
Yeah, so anyway.
Back to a story about you.
Right.
Such a nutcase.
So I go on that island, and everybody knows who you are. This is in like 99, 2000, I don't know, something. Get your foot out of my ass or I will kill you, I swear to God.
Is so when you go similar back, to other interviews you've done, like with the Golf Channel? Or
yeah.
Like Jim Nantz. Smooth, quick, to the point.
Yeah, exactly. Smooth, quick, to the point.
So at least Davis was taking it all in stride, you know.
You were literally going to punch Gordon, weren't you?
I'm not kidding you.
He was pissed.
One more little incident out of him, I was going to turn around and pop him.
Oh, man.
Black man style,
that
right in the
been
nose.
Awesome.
And then back up. But well, Davis was great. And
yes,
we had him on for 20 minutes.
And he was a great guy, too.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a great guy. He was great with the people out there, and he was great to interview and hear what he had to say about everything and all the guys on the tour and whatnot. It was really cool.
I mean, the guy, it kind of bums me out that he's in his mid-40s and he's seen better days, you know, because I really would like to seriously root for him, but he's just not going to be in contention in that many tournaments. Did he make the cut, Ty?
No, he's 1 over through 13 today, 2 over for the tournament, and I think the projected cut's like -1.
He and Phil both. out.
Well, that was a highlight of our night over at Cooper's Barbecue last night. Again, good times. Thank you all for coming out. Entertainment news is on the way.
The death of Gary Coleman.
Oh, golf.